T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the Lions, Stoney.
Yes.
We heard this at the tail end of our show on Friday, and I know Doug and Gator talked about it, that they made the odds most likely landing spots for Antonio Brown. And the Lions were second on the list of most likely landing spots for Antonio Brown.
Right. These weren't Carson Anderson odds.
No. Yeah. It was like a, who was it again?
Either Bovada or one of those companies. I don't know exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what that's based upon, or if that's even, I don't think you can bet on it, first of all. What was your take when you heard about that?
We talked about this, you know, last week before, you know, what would you give up? And we talked about what flip-flopping first round draft choices, because the Steelers have the 20th, mm-hmm. the Lions have the 8th, and maybe the Lions have to throw in maybe a second or third round pick to do it. And we said, yeah, that would be a good move. I don't think the Lions are going to go after Antonio Brown. I mean, look, Bob Quinn said they need playmakers. I just don't see the way the Lions do things here that Antonio Brown would be somebody with his personality that they would go after. I'd be in favor of it, even though there is a downside because he's not exactly the greatest guy in the locker room, but he is a hard worker. He gets himself ready to shape, and he's one of the best wide receivers in football.
The thing was MyBookie Sportsbook, so at BetMyBookie on Twitter, they had Atlanta number one at plus 400, the Lions, the Jets at plus 500, and the Raiders and Colts at plus 600. So, again, it's just having fun with the situation. Look, the Lions need a playmaker. There's no doubt about that. I like their wide receivers. Obviously, Antonio Brown would be an upgrade over anybody they have on the roster right now. But I think you hit the nail on the head there, Stoney. My concern with Antonio Brown is if he is a problem in the Steeler locker room, which is year in and year out one of the most stable football environments that exists in the National Football League, then what would he be like in the Lions locker room, which has not exactly been this rock of stability over the years?
True, but a lot of his problems have been with Roethlisberger, as we're finding out now. And maybe Stafford's personality or lack thereof might actually suit Antonio Brown more.
Did you guys see the story over the weekend from Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah.
He called out and Big Ben said he wasn't a leader because he played in Pittsburgh.
But he also kind of called out Brown, too, didn't he?
I mean, that's the
way I read it, because he said, I got to tell him he's wrong. You can't turn your back on the team when you're fighting for the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Terrell Owens type behavior to some degree. By the way, Drew Rosenhaus is Antonio Brown's agent.
Not showing up the week of a must-win game, that's a deal-breaker for me. I don't know how you come back from that. I'm sure someone's going to point out an example where I gave a guy a second chance, and Antonio Brown's a terrific player. But I also think what's interesting here is that as more and more is coming out about it, then you got to Art Rooney, what's it, the third? I don't even know, can't keep track of the Rooneys. But he came out last week and said, it's hard to picture Brown playing here next year. Right. But I'm not closing the door. I'll never say never, and we have a long way to go. But with that came the news that basically the Steelers, at least reportedly, are resigned to the fact that they're not going to get a number one pick for Antonio Brown. So the market, or at least the price tag, has gone down.
Well, maybe that 12 slot trade, I would do that, wouldn't you?
So you would trade the 8th pick and for Antonio Brown and the
20th pick.
I'm not sure the Steelers.
Okay, the 8th and maybe a second. Would you trade the 8th pick and a second round pick? Which is
somebody's
like 43rd.
I think somebody's getting a first round pick for him. Or the Steelers are going to get a first round pick for him.
I tend to agree with you.
I just don't think it's going to go. Amari Cooper got a first round pick.
Yeah.
And to me, I think to simplify this, would you give up the 8th pick in the draft to get him?
No. Would you?
Yes.
You would?
Without a doubt.
I would too. And here's my reasons. Number one, they need a playmaker. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look, Galladay's going to be a good receiver. Marvin Jones is good, not great. That's number one. Number two, and I'm sorry, I have to go back to the past, But they're TTL. They're the Lions. I don't care. Look, the guy might be a bad dude and all that kind of stuff. Take a shot. This team is, I don't have to say the record. We all know what it is. You take a shot on a guy like this.
But
why not?
Okay.
I mean, Patricia and Quinn, they played with the New England, right? They were doing. They had Randy Moss. They took a chance on Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out pretty damn good, didn't it?
But they also had a very good defense there.
I know.
They also had Tom Brady. I mean, they had a lot going on there. I mean, if you look around the NFL, you know, we always tend to look at the playoffs and go, okay. Now, granted, the Lions don't have a Tyreek Hill. They don't have a game breaker. They don't have a Michael Thomas. But they do have, you know, a good set of receivers. I don't think that, like, they don't have the depth that maybe the Rams and the Saints have, but they certainly have better receivers than the Patriots have, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I think Edelman's better than anybody the Lions have.
I do too. I don't think it's close.
Yeah, but Edelman's also, that's also like a Patriot thing.
I don't care. I mean, I'm
just saying, look at Danny Amendola.
Okay.
Watch Edelman go off and sign a free agent contract with Arizona and show me what he does.
I think that's turning,
Tom Brady.
You're turning, if you get Antonio Brown, you're turning Kenny Galladay into Juju Smith-Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Yep.
Yeah. To me, I'm with Stoney. This is a 2-year deal right now. And I don't care if he goes, the worst case scenario is he goes TO completely. You get the one good year out of them, and then things start to go crazy.
Now, I understand the fact that, although they won't actually admit it, that they're rebuilding, so you want that eighth pick. Hopefully, it'll be a defensive guy who can, you know, rush the passer or whatever. But their defense was not their major problem.
No, it was early on.
Yeah, and there's
but
enough.
But then it became their offense as the season went along. You're right about that.
And allegedly, there's enough defensive depth in the draft where they'll still get a really good player in the second round.
Okay, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. You guys make good cases, and based on what we were talking about last week with respect to this football team, it's like, why not?
I mean, that's my whole point.
Like, why be measured? Why be pragmatic? Why take a long view? If I get Antonio Brown, screw it. I'll get Antonio Brown.
If the Lions were like the Saints or, you know, a really good team,
I
don't think I would take that chance.
Right.
But you know what? The hell with it.
But Matthew Stafford's my quarterback for the next 2 years. If I've come to that conclusion, this is a no-brainer.
Okay, but here's the thing. Quinn, and maybe he should, does not have the same philosophy because he hasn't been bogged down by 60 years of history.
He's got 2 years at the most.
I agree with you.
If it gets ugly next year, it's 1 year.
But you don't think going after Antonio Brown is a bit of a desperate move?
He did try to get Gronk.
Which, thank God he didn't.
Yeah, so maybe a blessing in disguise. You held off. It didn't work out. You got lucky it didn't work out because he didn't want to come here. And then this opportunity arises. It's just a different position, but it does the same thing for the offense.
Brown is 30 years old.
He'll be 31 when the season starts.
Right, which is, you know, starting to get up there in terms of receivers.
Right,
for
that's why it's a 2-year deal.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Antonio Brown is available. If you're the Lions, would you be willing to give up the 8th pick in the draft to bring him here? Stoney says, sure, why not? Gov says, absolutely. I say, not so fast. What say you? Jack in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jack.
Hello. Top of the new year to you.
The top of the new year to you.
And a happy holidays, late belated. Anyways, yeah, absolutely, fellas. I'm all in with Antonio Brown. Ford family, they just need to kind of change it, mix it up here a little bit. You bring him in, you make it happen. We didn't have no support with Calvin. I can start breaking all that down, but we got Galladay. You got Antonio. You got Junior. He's good. You got the running backs in place, which we didn't have when we had Calvin. Okay? You still got Stafford for another 2 or 3 years. Either you're all in with that idea or you're not. But I say make it happen. This is supported. You're only a few more pieces away getting good players on defense. You don't need a NFL Hall of Famer. You fill in a couple spots on this next coming draft. And like I said, the next year or two, or maybe the next year, we could be relevant. And that's what I'm looking for. We could take a step there, and another year after that, I think we can make something happen. We're a lot closer than a lot of people really realize we are. Me personally, I don't like Antonio Brown as a person, but as a player, this is what we need. This is what everybody talks about anyways. But do you think we've seen the same old pitcher because of Calvin Johnson? But we didn't have the supporting staff that's there now, according to if you had Antonio Brown with this offense.
See, here's the thing, Jack. I think we're falling into a trap here. You know, we last week talked about Von Miller of the Broncos because it sounds like John Elway would be willing to part with Von Miller. Now, I can't sit here and say where they are in their particular careers. I do feel like maybe Von Miller is a little bit more past his prime than Antonio Brown is. I think you can make a case right now that Antonio Brown is still the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the NFL. And I don't know. Do you think Von is still one of the best, if not the best, defensive, you know, pass rushers? Who would you rather have? Like, let's just say, for example,
Khalil Mack.
Like, you can't have him.
Okay.
You can trade the eighth pick for either Von Miller or Antonio Brown. Who would you rather have on this football team?
It'd be Brown in a heartbeat.
Okay, Stoney.
I agree.
See, I would want Miller because that's what the Lions need.
I disagree. I think they need a top flight receiver more.
But
I'm with Bob Quinn. I'm taking him literally to the highest point. How dare you take him literally? They need a playmaker. This offense still doesn't have a playmaker. Matthew Stafford's best years were with one of the best receivers of this generation. That's what he needs to succeed. I'm sorry. People don't like that he needs all these weapons about him, but this is a two-year deal.
But we're falling into the same trap we always fall into with this team.
Okay, what's more likely?
Just chasing the shiny toy as opposed to doing what means long-term success for a football
team. Okay, so what you're wanting to do then is do what the Chargers have done. And then you've got a 1 or 2 year window when Matthew Stafford's 36 years old, 37 years old, because you got a whole complete team around him to win it. Rivers got, to me, he's got one more chance. It's next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, they've built a very sound foundation, but they were right with their picks. Bob Quinn, by doing this plan, you trust in Bob Quinn to build long term. I don't.
But Rivers had his, I mean, he's almost getting a second life here. But I'm saying he had Gates the entire time. He had LT when they were a contender back in the 2000s. And now he's got Keenan Allen. He's got Melvin Gordon. I mean, he's got good guys around him. I'm not saying that Stafford
doesn't.
You got
to be right, though, on all these other picks for years to come and get 5 years down the road. And then you got this complete team built around him. The Chargers were damn fortunate that they got Derwin James last year.
They dropped that, which is incredible. What's more likely? Antonio Brown being a really good player for 2 or 3 years, or the Lions taking with the eighth pick of the draft somebody who's going to be really good for a while. Now, the eighth pick is, like anything else, is a crapshoot. The last few have been pretty good. Roquan Smith, Christian McCaffrey, Conklin, Beasley. But before that, Justin Gilbert, Tavon Austin, Ryan Tannehill, Jake Locker, Rolando McClain. It's a crapshoot.
But I don't know what that has to do with anything.
No,
I
mean, it does because...
No, but you can't go back over the last 10 years and point out number 8 draft picks. I mean, yeah, there's a chance they're going to get it right. There's a chance there's not.
Right,
I mean, I understand that.
But my point is, if you're going to play the chance game, I think there's a better chance of Antonio Brown helping your franchise more than whoever they take of the eighth pick.
Antonio Brown has a lot of baggage.
The other thing, too, is if this doesn't work, you don't extend Stafford. Under your plan, I believe you're extending Matthew Stafford.
When's he up?
Well, you're going to have to extend him in 2 years if you plan on keeping him.
No.
I'm not doing that either. I'm taking a quarterback with the eighth pick.
Then you've got to start. So now you got
You
got this team, and then you don't have a quarterback.
John in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, I got to say, Jamie, I think I agree with you quite a bit. And here's the reason why. First of all, we know AB is an attitude nightmare, baggage city. The Lions are very fragile in the attitude and culture department. They're trying to change that around into being winners. And you bring a guy in here that totally goes the other way. I think he could destroy the Lions if they could be destroyed anymore.
There's your point right there. You made my argument. They're horrible. What difference does it make? Seriously. I'm not saying that Antonio Brown's going to be a nice guy in the locker room, that all this stuff won't happen, and maybe it won't work. But what's the downside? This team's got nothing. It's had nothing since 1957.
But, Stoney,
what?
Bob Quinn does not make decisions for the football team based on, why not? That's not how it
works. Okay, just base
it
on the base
it on. I understand as fans, that's how we react to it, and that's what we want to happen. We jokingly said last week, talking about it on the air, Lions football, why not? You know, Gov wants to see him get Le'Veon Bell and who else?
Antonio Brown.
No, wasn't there somebody else?
BBC.
Yeah, not both.
No, I thought John Brown, he's a free agent.
Yeah, John Brown.
Pretty cheap. It's like Jared Cook.
It's like, why not? And I get that completely. But, you know, they look at it differently, and maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're wrong. But
he said, he came out and said they need playmakers. Is there a better playmaker out there than him?
Are we really going to take Bob Quinn 100% at his word?
No.
Part of being a general manager is to obfuscate just a little bit, too.
I understand.
I think he needs to figure out how to get 9 wins or more next year.
Oh, I agree
with
you.
And this is the kind of move that does that.
Right.
He has to get an extension. He's got 2 years on his contract. To me, man, this thing fits perfectly. And you know what? It usually doesn't work, but it has worked before.
It's high risk, high reward. There's no doubt about it.
And
it's
in 2 years, it's all blown up anyways. And you got a new GM, a new coach, and you're starting at ground zero again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.